once he gets there, becomes rational.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Hey guys, you're listening to LSD Ghostbox Radio with Bruce Holloway and Laurie Dahl, best RTSC show on the planet.
Because I got high, because I got high.
Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high.
Okay, guys, welcome to another edition of LSD Ghostbox Research, where you have to be really, really high to hear and understand my theories that I throw out there every week, if anybody's listening to me. Every week, we seem to be getting more and more popular. We are the best radio show on the internet. I like to apologize, guys, because the first hour and 45 minutes we were having technical difficulties again for the seventh week in a row. So we only have 15 minutes left to go. I like to thank Reverend Tim in the chat room for suggesting that I call my co-host Lori on the phone, and that's how I got her on the show. Now we can talk to you guys. Lori, are you there? Lori, were you there yet?
Bruce?
Yes, Lori.
Bruce?
Yeah, okay, Lori, we're here. I went through a lot of co-hosts, as everybody knows. I was by myself for a long time, because it doesn't seem like anybody wanted to do the show with me. But now I finally found someone that actually thinks the way I do. Is that right, Lori? Lori's a great researcher.
Bruce, you're the best, Bruce!
Yes, I know. Lori, thank you, Lori.
Bruce!
Yeah. Lori is a big promoter and a big fan of mine. And we're out there. Well, we're not actually out there. I haven't left my house in 12 years. but I'm the best... best box researcher that records out of my basement, and I don't have to be out there in the public to be known. Everybody knows that I'm the best, and I hacked every radio out there. And Lori, I don't know if you're aware, did I ever tell you I invented internet radio? Did I ever tell you that?
Oh, Bruce!
Yeah, I guess I did tell you that before. Lori, I just want to... play some files for our listeners out there. Lori, check out the chat room. How many people do we have in the chat room tonight?
Bruce, including us?
Yes, including us, Lori.
We have a whole four!
Four! We doubled last week's. Oh, that's great, guys. We got four listeners. If anybody's not aware of this, the way that we do things over here on Para X is... you have to times the number of number of people in the chat room. You have to times it by 40,000, and that's the actual amount of listeners that are listening to my show. Which brings me to my point that my show is the number one rated LSD ghost box show on the internet that I invented.
I think we broke a record this week, Bruce.
We definitely broke a record. We got on for 15 minutes this week, so if all goes well, we'll get the whole 15 minutes in, and then. Which will be 13 minutes longer than our show was last week, Lori. Lori,
wow,
there, Lori.
Bruce, you get better and better every week.
Oh, yeah. I guess you have to say that, Lori, because you're on my team. Oh.
Okay,
all right, guys, let's listen to... I got some files from the Jensen crack hack that I... it's the Howl Day hack. Have you heard these files yet, Lori? Have you heard these files?
No, I haven't, Bruce, but I'm sure they're amazing, just like you.
Okay. okay, guys, our two listeners besides us in the chat room, if you hear
No, that's 40,000, remember?
40,000 times, that's 80,000. If 80,000 people hear this, please type in the chat room that you actually heard these files. It's funny because this is with the new Jensen crack hack, and they are using my name in every one of the files, and I think they're very clear, guys. The way I do all my sessions, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, I pick the radios that sweep as slow as possible, so I get nothing but full radio words, and I get great communication that way. Laura, you agree with that, right?
Oh, yes, Bruce. Anything you say, Bruce. You're the best, Bruce.
Okay, Laura, let me play these files for everybody, and let me see if you guys can hear these files. This one, amazing enough, it says 1:15, Bruce, which I asked if they were around me if they could tell me what time it was. And the answer was 1:15, Bruce. So, guys, if you can hear this, I'm going to play it for you a couple times, and let me know if you can hear this.
Hey, yo, guys, if you're around me and you know what I'm doing and you know what's going on, can you tell me what time it is, guys?
1:15.
Okay, guys, if you heard that, just type in the chat room that you heard it, and... I'm going to play it one more time. It says 1:15, Bruce.
Hey, yo, guys, if you're around me and you know what I'm doing and you know what's going on, can you tell me what time it is, guys?
1:15, Bruce.
You know, Lori, I'm actually hearing it's 1:15, Bruce. I didn't catch the it's before.
Oh, Bruce, the file was so amazing. I love how they say your name. Yes. So validating.
You know what it is? I think that file, it was sweeping a little too fast. That's why I missed the it's at first. But that's why we practiced doing this, and I still think it's the best file I've ever got. I do have other files, though, so let me get to those, and we'll see. This one, I asked if there's going to be a storm or any sort of natural disaster that's going to happen in this... in this coming week, and the file that I got, it says a storm this week, Bruce. So I'm going to play that for you. This is going to say a storm this week, Bruce.
Yeah, guys, is there going to be any, disasters, natural disasters or anything coming up this week? Anything going to happen?
A storm this week, Bruce.
Okay, well, guys, I mean, you guys, the chat room's going wild. I think one person said something that they heard that file. So it's just going crazy in there.
Oh, yes, Bruce, I'm going crazy, too. It's so amazing. You're so amazing.
Yeah, that one was truly amazing. I'm going to play that one again. It says a storm this week, Bruce.
Yeah, guys, is there going to be any, disasters, natural disasters or anything coming up this week? Anything going to happen?
A storm this week, Bruce.
Okay, yeah, that clearly said a storm this week, Bruce, and I really hope we get a storm, and then even if it just if we get a little bit of a drizzle, you know, maybe like a few drops of rain, I think that'll validate that file. What do you think, Lori?
Oh, Bruce, did I tell you you're the best, Bruce? Did I ever tell you that?
Yeah, I think you need to calm down with that, Lori. I think everybody knows right now that I'm the best, so. We could just.
I can't help it, Bruce. So amazing. We're clear, validating files.
Oh, you get some good stuff too, Lori, with that that Jensen crack hack. You get good stuff too. So
well, it's the best radio out there.
Yeah, it barely sweeps. So that's why I think it's the best. Because you can hear full radio and you could definitely piece it all together to make a file say something. It's just awesome. I love that radio. All right, now, this one, I don't know who this is, Lori, but this one says Doug Pfister, Bruce, and I asked for a person that to speak with, and it said Doug Pfister, Bruce. Let me play that for you guys now.
Lisa Mike, could you tell me who's there, who wants to communicate with me?
Doug Pfister, Bruce.
Hi, Doug. How you doing, Doug?
Okay, yeah, I clearly hear Doug Pfister. I think maybe it's someone that I was also a New York City firefighter. I think they may have been somebody that I met while I was down there, because I used to hang out down there when I was homeless. So anyway, that one says Doug Pfister, Bruce. Let me play that.
Lisa Mike, can you tell me who's there, who wants to communicate with me?
Doug Pfister, Bruce.
Hi, Doug. How you doing, Doug?
Okay, yeah. I think these Bruces at the end are the most validating for me to get these.
Oh, they say your name every time. That's so amazing.
They do. I have a lot of friends over there, and it's great that they communicate with me the way they do. This one is funny, Lori. This one's funny because I guess they drive over there, because I asked them what their favorite car was, and they said Mercedes Benz, Bruce. So let me play that one for you. I think this is really good. Actually, I think this is the best. I think the other three that I played, I think those were the best. But now I think this one's definitely the best file ever in Ghostbox Research. Let me play this for you. It says Mercedes Benz Bruce.
Okay.
Yeah, Lisa Mike, guys. What's your favorite car? What's your favorite car out there, guys?
Mercedes Benz Bruce.
Yeah, they clearly said Mercedes Benz.
You know, that's so funny because that's my favorite too.
Yeah, well, maybe they knew that, Lori. Maybe they knew that. They're mentioning it because it's your favorite too. Well, I'm gonna play that again for our listener. It looks like we're down to three in the chat room now. I guess we lost one person, so I'm gonna play that for that guy in the chat room. It says Mercedes Benz, Bruce.
Yeah, Lisa Mike, guys. What's your favorite car? What's your favorite car out there, guys?
Mercedes Benz.
Yeah, classic. It's not.
That's classic. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's not. It's typical for me because.
The only word to describe that, Bruce, is extraordinary. Extraordinary fun.
Oh yeah, it is. But you know what? It's typical for me because I'm the best Ghostbox researcher in basements across the state of New Jersey. I just want to let everybody know that. So let me play this other file. This one is great. I got Revolutionary War soldiers in this one, Lori. And this one says the Patriots, Bruce. And so I guess that. Some Revolutionary War guys were coming through to speak with me. And let me play that for you. It says,
Basin! Oh my gosh, Bruce!
Yeah, it says, the Patriots, Bruce.
I think I heard, some Revolutionary War people in there, said something about the Patriots. Thank you guys for communicating with me.
Yeah, that's good. I got to play that one more time for everybody. It says...
All right, I have to hear it one more time.
Okay. It says, the Patriots, Bruce.
The Patriots. Bruce.
I think I heard some Revolutionary War people in there said something about the Patriots. Thank you guys for communicating with me.
Okay, that's... I got one more file, and I think we got to hurry things along, being we got started... at an hour and 45 minutes late tonight.
There's one person in the chat room now, and they definitely heard that file.
Okay, Lori. That's great. Who was that one person? What's their name? Snuggy Bunch, or Snuggy Bunch 01?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay, Snuggy Bunch 01, thank you for being loyal. I saw you in there 3 weeks ago, too, and you stayed to the very end on that show. That was the show we had, that was a four-minute show, and that was great. We had a lot of technical difficulties that week. All right, I'm going to play this last file here. It says Tim Redding and John Lannon and Bruce. And, of course, they said Bruce at the end because they want me to know that it's them communicating. It says Tim Redding and John Lannon. And it's self-explanatory. Lori, you'll hear this.
Okay,
Snuggy Bunch, listen to this. This is a good one.
Hey guys, is there anybody else there that wants to talk to me?
Tim Redding, John Lannon.
Oh, hey Tim, hey John, man, you guys are really talking today. I'm getting some good communication from this crack hack.
Okay, now as you can hear that clearly, and that was from today's session, and I really pieced that one together nicely. You know, that actually came from six different sessions, but you know, I think it worked well together, putting it that way.
Oh, the communication is still there regardless, Bruce.
Right, the communication is there even if it came from different sessions. They still said it. That disc jockey still said it. So let me play that one more time for you. It says, Tim Redding and John Lennon. All right.
Hey, guys, is there anybody else there that wants to talk to me?
Tim Redding, John Lennon.
Oh, hey, Tim. Hey, John. Man, you guys are really talking today. I'm getting some good communication from this crack hack.
Okay, Lori, we need to move it along. We only got a couple minutes left of our show. What I'd like to do now is, okay, let me get it together. I think I knocked my mic over. Hang on a second. And I was talking.
Bruce? Oh, Bruce! You have to turn it on, Bruce.
Oh, okay, Lori. I shut my mic off. I thought it was technical difficulties again. I was going to, have to call in tech support. Okay, I'm gonna turn on the Jensen crack hack, and I want you guys to hear this. This is some great communication that comes out of here. Lori, are you ready for this live box
session? We're gonna do a live session. Oh, Bruce!
Yeah, we don't
it's
normally
amazing.
We don't usually do live sessions because I don't really get a signal here in my my basement. But I'm gonna try it tonight. I think I feel like they want me to communicate. So let me turn this radio on and let's see what we get. Okay.
Okay, Bruce.
As Army turns back Ball State 24-17.
Okay.
You have yourself a good evening.
Okay, guys. Is there anybody out there listening that can communicate with us?
I want a good evening in there, Bruce.
Oh, so we got Black Knights that want to communicate. Okay, Black Knights. Oh, the Army wants to talk. Oh, my God, we're getting so many people, Lori, in here. Oh, the Army. I heard the Army again. Okay. Oh, the whole entire station, WABC, wants to talk to us. Oh, this is getting intense.
Oh, wow.
Okay, guys.
I heard 345 spirits. 345 spirits want to come through.
Oh, 345, that's excellent. Oh, it's starting to sweep, Lori. Is that too fast?
Oh, slow it down, honey.
All right. Let me slow the sweep down.
For years,
okay. Oh, for years they've been trying to communicate with us, Lori. Have you heard that? Did you hear that?
I heard that for years, Bruce.
A thousand? Oh, my God. We got 1,000 people. Oh, my God. 1,000 people want to communicate with us. Can we get a name, guys? Can we get a name of somebody?
Purchase this week and you'll get free delivery, too. Hundreds of beds now in stock.
Hundreds of names? Can we just get one?
Brass and iron beds, day beds, platform beds, and oh so comfortable mattresses. 1,000 coils.
I'm not quite catching that, Lori. I just wanted to get one name.
55 West 17th Street between 5th and 6th Avenues, or 300 Route 17
North. Okay, guys.
New Jersey.
Wow, there's so many of them, Lori.
Or on the web, Charles P. Rogers.
Charles! Charles. Hey, Charles. How you doing, Charles? How you doing tonight?
If you haven't been to Red Hook in Brooklyn, you should check it out.
Oh, you're from Brooklyn, too? I'm from Brooklyn, guys. I'm from Brooklyn.
I went to visit a friend recently.
Me too. I visited a friend, too. Oh, my God. This session is so awesome, Lori.
Oh, Bruce, you're the best.
Oh, my God. Nobody gets communication like me. Oh, simple. Yeah, it's simple. I know. For me, it is, guys. For every other researcher, they're really bad. They're not like me. I'm the only one that gets this kind of communication.
Red Hook is a true community, and I noticed that people smile.
Wait, oh, hang on. It's starting to sweep again. Oh, I think we're losing them.
I love it because...
He loves it.
He loves it.
He loves it. That. Let me stop the sweep, guys, again. Okay. All right, guys, we're going to sign off now. It's now it's not 10-10. Oh, you know what? It is 10-10. Okay, guys, we're going to sign off. It's been a great session, guys. Are you still there?
Some timely
hitting. We'll give you some time, okay, guys? We're going to give you some time. And we'll talk to you later, okay? Say goodbye, Lori.
Goodbye, Lori. I mean, goodbye, Bruce.
Okay, no, I'm not signing off with you. I'm signing off with them, Lori.
Oh, bye, guys.
Okay. Oh, Lori, I think that was the best session I ever had, I think.
Did you record it, Bruce?
I most certainly did. Is Snuggy Bunch still in the chat room? Are they still there?
No, he's gone, Bruce.
He's gone? Okay, well, maybe they'll catch this on our recast, and maybe they can hear it. We're actually ran over tonight. We're coming up on 20 minutes. We're 5 minutes over our 15 minutes that we had left on the show, so I hope we don't get in trouble. Lori, but it's been a great show, though. What next week? What do we got next week, guys? Lori, what do we got next week?
I think we should do another live crack hack session, Bruce.
You know what? That's a great idea. I think this week was so good. I'm going to go over it, though, because I think it was sweeping a little too fast. And maybe I'll put it in my audio editor, and I'll slow it down. I'll slow it down so much. And then...
the files on next week's show.
And then we could play the files on next week's show. Thank you, Lori, for finishing my sentence. You know, that's I knew it was great picking you as a co-host. That's going to be awesome. Okay, guys, we'll see you next week. It's been LSD, Ghostbox Research Radio. And, guys, I hope you weren't too high to hear my theories tonight, because I think I had a lot of good ones tonight. Lori, I had some good theories tonight, didn't I?
Oh, yes, Bruce. But unfortunately, we had tech difficulties, and nobody got to hear them.
Yes, thank you for the person in the chat room that actually told me that I needed to call you so I can talk to you live on there.
So wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, guys, and join my Yahoo group. It's the number one Yahoo group on there. It's if it's hard to find, it's the one with the least amount of members and the least amount of activity. Just go over there and join. I'll approve you immediately because I can't afford to lose any members. And we don't really do anything over there, but please go over there so you can listen to hear how great I am. And I'll see you guys next week, all right? Good night, guys.
Good night, Mr. Wonderful.
Bye.